Every Friday, we have a digest of what the critics are saying about the latest batch of movie releases. Here is Slate's Ben Williams with this week's summary judgment.
Our first film this week is Cellular, a thriller starring Chris Evans. He plays an unlikely hero who gets a cell phone call from a kidnapped Los Angeles schoolteacher, played by Kim Basinger. Evans then goes to tortuous lengths to maintain the cellular connection while he tries to rescue her.
Are you okay?
We're okay! We're alive! We're breathing!
Cellular splits critics into two camps. Those who think it's a good old-fashioned B-movie, and those who can't get over the plot holes. For fans like the Washington Post, Cellular is always charged. Its adroit use of suspense makes you overlook the silliness. Slate's David Edelstein adds that the plot twists are a kind of exquisite torture machine. But for detractors like the Chicago Tribune, Cellular is a wrong number that's based on plot hooks so silly, most of them blow up in your face. Cellular has all the drama of a dial tone, complains New York Newsday, and the performances, it says, are phoned in. Next up is Resident Evil Apocalypse, the second movie based on the popular video game. Mila Jovovich stars as the head of a commando unit battling a zombie army.
Move!
Most critics think Resident Evil Apocalypse should have stayed on the PlayStation. As video game movies go, this one contains less plot and character development than Pac-Man, snorts the Chicago Tribune. If creative bankruptcy were legally actionable, this film would be in Chapter 11, snarls the Minneapolis Star Tribune. But it's not just the lack of character development that bothers critics. The action isn't up to much either. The zombies seem antiquated and comical compared to the leaping, snarling fiends of 28 Days Later, says the Dallas Morning News. For a brand new movie, it feels very dated. Finally, we have the limited release Criminal, a remake of an Argentinian film about two con artists, played by John C. Reilly and Diego Luna, who team up to steal an antique piece of U.S. currency.
You got this?
Yeah.
I want it.
How much?
You come back in 2 hours with the actual bill and then we'll discuss the money.
You want to do this today?
Well, as you may have heard, I have to leave the country.
No, I hadn't heard that. Guess that makes us lucky.
I'll settle for smart.
Heist enthusiasts are well satisfied by Criminal. New York Magazine says it's taut and straightforward and a little grungy, which is how these movies ought to be. And the New York Times calls it a clever and diverting caper film, as long as you don't think too hard about it. Those who do think about Criminal, however, find little beyond the plot mechanics to get involved in. The Onion thinks it packages its no-frills chicanery in plain brown paper wrapping that conceals little more than sub-mammoth smoke and mirrors. And Entertainment Weekly thinks the real con is, if everything's a game, then our emotional investment is funny money.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate.